This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, Wednesday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The best advice you're ever going to get. I don't care if it was me that was giving it to you. Out there in the hinterlands, acting like guerrilla warriors that they are on the political front. There is an organization called the Firearms Coalition, but when looked for, they cannot be found. When felt for, they cannot be touched, because they are a bunch of guerrillas. They're guerrillas out there loosely associated with everybody. Joining me again, been a while since he joined me, is Chris Knox. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing okay. Is he still in the chat room here? Let me see. No? I had one of the board members of the NRA in here.
Oh, really?
In the chat room, yeah. Sean Maloney. He said he was going to stay, and then he split.
Oh, well.
So, anyway. You guys have got to have been busy here lately.
It has been crazy. We've got a lot going on, and we have... I think the biggest news right now is that we have an election coming up that is, we've been talking about the Supreme Court before Justice Scalia died, but it's now got a very fine point on it. This election is about the Supreme Court. My brother said that in his columns. I usually edit his columns. He's been doing more writing lately than I have, but I edit his stuff. And that has been the focus, that we need to make sure that we get a strong Second Amendment supporter in the White House, no matter what. Everything else comes second.
Right.
And that is where it's got to start. And I don't care if the guy, I really and truly take the gun issue first before everything else. I won't say I'm a one issue voter, but I am. That is the issue that I look at first, and that's what informs my vote. So, got a point on it now.
I look at a politician, and if a politician will look me in the face and say, I don't care if you carry a gun, most of the time he's going to be pro-life. He's going to be, doesn't want to spend a lot of money, small government kind of guy. With the exception being Bernie Sanders.
Well, there's Bernie.
Who comes from Vermont, where they've never had any state gun law since 1791. They've never had any. And yet he somehow, even though he voted for the PLCAA and some other pro-gun legislative pieces, he still manages to be anti-gun as he tries to be further left than Hillary, because it's like they're leapfrogging each other to see how far left they can go.
That's correct. And they have, and this is a watershed election in that respect, because for more than 20 years, well, it's since 1994, the Democrats have treated the gun issue like the third rail of politics. And it has, they have tiptoed around it. They have not touched it. This is the first time they have run on gun control. Thank you, Democrats, but we've got to do our part. We've got to make sure that our votes get out there. Even if we don't particularly like the nominee, if he's not our favorite guy, we still got to vote for him. We've got to beat the Democrats and make them know that they've been beat.
Let me tell you what I've been going through here lately. Mm-hmm. Now, in the beginning, when Donald Trump entered, and I know Donald Trump, I know enough of his history to understand that Donald doesn't know what he is.
You're correct.
But at the same time, I'm out there and I'm listening to what he has to say. He's saying everything that I've been wanting to hear. Like, he read my mind, okay? Like, for example, he's talking about illegal immigration. He's talking about stopping that, right? He's talking about stopping that. Now, you and I know that's a gun issue, because we know how California turned out in 1986 after they had the first amnesty from a la Reagan. They want to do that to the whole country.
That's what will happen, and it's a demographic shift. Now,
right.
to bring it back around to Mr. Trump, I'll tell you this, and I've got to chide our firearms community just a little bit, and the fact is.
But did you see who, before you start this, did you see who came out in favor of him today?
No.
John Snyder.
Oh, for pity's sake.
The gun dean.
Well, Mr. Snyder has been around for a long time. I'm not going to, I'll just say I respectfully disagree with Mr. Snyder. Honestly, we gun people tend to, we have traveled through the wilderness thirsting and hungering after a righteous politician so much that if somebody in a position of perceived power gets up and starts saying all the right things, a lot of our guys will sit up and start wagging our tails and hanging our tongues out, because it's what we've wanted to hear for so long.
Right.
But are they going to make it come true? Well, we've also seen, you know, we've got experience shows that if really trying to get them to actually follow through on their promises is a very, very difficult thing. The pandering comes easy.
Right. The now I'll tell you where I'm getting messed with in my own head right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like with Trump, okay, Trump has a concealed carry permit. He's the only presidential candidate to have a concealed carry permit. Now, I know enough about his concealed carry permit to understand he got it in New York, and he got it because, well, he's a billionaire. Not because he needed one, because he doesn't go anywhere in any sort of circle. He's not hanging out where a lot of crime happens. He's going into places where there are doormen and chauffeurs and aides and all of this other stuff. So he doesn't need one, but he has one. Sort of like Sulzberger. He had one. He didn't need one either. He never came down out of the top of the New York Times. So
that's correct.
He's got one of those, but at the same time, that's good press. It plays well.
And we know Sulzberger was the family, part of the Arthur Ox Sulzberger, the owner of the New York Times.
Yep. So I'm looking at that. Then I see that the other day, Rubio went out and bought a gun, and that made news. And then, we got South Carolina coming up here, and Jeb Bush went out and got him at FN.
I saw him. I saw the little engraved FN. It was a nice little piece. I liked it.
I have been wanting an FN, one of the hammer-fired 45s. I actually want the big, clunky, brick-sized military type 45.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we'll pick this up on the other side. You hang on. Chris Knox, Firearms Coalition, he's my guest this hour. This is Lock and Load.
Thanks, sir.
We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, it's a very muddied race. Nobody is perfect. I'm asking advice. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of Tactical Nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Uh-huh. Yep. Talking to Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition, we were talking, Chris, about the imperfect people that we have, or, you know, Cruz, he was Rehnquist's clerk, and he argued some, you know, he was part of the amicus brief with the Heller decision back in the day. Not bad. Rubio, he's been with the Gang of Eight. I'm not real wild about him. You know, Jeb Bush and his FN pistol, which seems to be the only thing he's gained in this race. And Trump, of course, Trump, the ever-present right. Trump.
Well, you know, Jeb's daddy bought an NRA Life membership just before he ran for election after Reagan. And then he resigned his Life membership after the infamous jackbooted thugs comment, which, by the way, Wayne LaPierre did say that, made the comment, but he was quoting a member of Congress and Board of
Wasn't
Congress.
He quoting a Democrat?
Yeah, John Dingell.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I thought
Congressman
so.
John Dingell, yeah.
Yeah.
So the we know that that in the Bush camp, the gun friendliness runs kind of shallow. You know, even we had 8 years of George W., and the only thing we got out of it was the Commerce and Lawful Arms Act, which even though it was necessary and what it did, I support what it did, but they did it in the wrong way. They did it in a way that they didn't even need to mention guns.
Right.
But they wanted to talk about guns. They could have just talked about product liability reform, and it would have done more good. It could have got the National Association of Manufacturers on board with them, but I think they missed an opportunity. But that's, you know, that's me Monday morning quarterbacking.
Right. Well, Bush is taking his licks for that picture and everything else. But, I mean, I'm just looking at this, and I'm trying. Nobody has won my vote yet.
No. No.
We've got a primary coming up. I will have to vote for somebody. Probably this weekend.
Yeah, you're in South Carolina.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I'll have to vote for somebody this weekend, but can't be this weekend. Is it this
yeah,
weekend?
Honestly, Ted is of the bunch. Ted is probably less distasteful than a lot of them. Certainly better than Trump.
Well, we've got to. I mean, is it? Is it safe to say, one thing I wanted to say about Bush that he brought us, he also brought us the Patriot Act, and how many new intel gathering agencies that still don't talk to each other?
and the thing is, that all of that goes back to all of the NSA, all of the listening and eavesdropping tools that were there. That all comes under came under the heading of total information awareness, which goes back to the 80s, and was rolling out under the latter days of the Reagan administration and also under the Clinton administration. It just continued unfettered, and neither side is the true bastion of limited government, and none of them is going to guard your privacy the way it should be. That's the awful truth. That's the way it goes. So it is, all I can say that the one that is going to not try to take away your guns is probably the way you need to go. And just that's what it boils down to.
Well, no matter, is there any one of these, Republicans that you look at and say, ain't all of them, any of them, this one, that one, or the other, would be worse than Sanders or Clinton?
Any of them would be better than Sanders and Clinton. Any of them.
Yeah.
I'll take, John D. Rockefeller could be reincarnated in his mummified corpse set up in the Oval Office, and he would be better than Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders.
Dig up Pat Paulson.
There you go.
Vote for D's nuts.
Any of them.
Any of them.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Because what, at the very least, they've got, I'll take the barely competent Republican over the all too competent Hillary or the just whacked out socialist that is Bernie Sanders. That's just the way it is, man.
Well, I mean, we're coming up on the next break and we don't really have time to talk about this, but when we get back, with the PLCAA, I want to talk about this lawsuit that is coming up to a head where they have sued Bushmaster for their ad campaign. Did you see that?
I have not.
This is coming out of Newtown, Connecticut, and they're trying to sue them for their ad campaign that led to that Bushmaster employs. Now, they have no evidence, of course, that Adam Lanza didn't buy any guns. His mom bought guns.
Yeah.
They have no evidence that she saw an ad campaign and bought that gun because of that ad campaign. But I want to talk about that simply because with the PLCAA, this is, I don't think it runs afoul of it. I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. They're saying suggestion and advertising did it. So
it's all about the field.
It's all about the field. Yeah. Yeah. And Firearms Coalition, before we go into the break, tell everybody about that.
We are the Firearms Coalition, and it's firearmscoalition.org. We are my brother, Jeff Knox, and I, Chris Knox. We try to – our main thing is to carry forward our late father's legacy. Neil Knox was a firearms editor, turned lobbyist. He was the head of the NRA's lobby. It was on his watch that the McClure-Volkmer Firearms Owner Protection Act was rolled out. It was it is the reason that when you go down to Walmart and buy a box of 22 ammunition, you don't have to sign your name and put it in a dealer's bound book. The time was you had to do that. So that's what we've done, and we're trying to carry that forward.
There you go. Firearmscoalition.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I do have a new single stack. I sure do. M&P Shield. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for noticing. See, I read this stuff so you don't have to. And that includes Chris Knox. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. You know, that's just the best advice I can give you. Coming from a... See, Chris, the reason you probably don't know about this is because you don't read the Trace.
Oh God, I've got them in my Twitter feed, and yeah. Some days I just can't stand to look at it.
Well, they've gotten quite innovative. That's one thing about the gun grabbers that never fails to amaze me is how imaginative they can get. They have started 9 of the Newtown families have decided to sue. They've decided to sue Bushmaster for their ad campaign. Because they mentioned certain parts of their ad copy. One reads, "Forces of opposition bow down. You are single-handedly outnumbered." Other images tout the rifle's military-proven performance and call it the ultimate combat weapon system. Now, let me ask you a question. I'm not a car engineer. But don't they take the race cars, and doesn't some of that technology work its way down into the...
That's kind of the idea of racing.
Yeah, okay. So the military weapons, which, you know, the big difference is that the military weapons have a chatter switch on them, and you can go rock and roll, full auto, whatever you want to call it. That technology is handed down to the civilian variant because, but it doesn't, the only difference being it doesn't have the automatic switch on it because those are essentially banned thanks to the Hughes Amendment here. So, as I'm sitting here looking at this, the other part of the claim, the Bushmaster defendants attract buyers by extolling the militaristic and assaultive qualities of their AR-15 rifles. Their complaint alleges that while the weapon is suitable for the military and for law enforcement, where it's used for combat and limited police purposes, in civilian hands, the high-caliber rapid-fire rifles are essentially killing machines. Something else for you to work on to look at, eh?
Yeah, I'm looking at the coverage right now, and this is just it's yeah.
See, okay. With cigarettes, right? You remember the old ads for cigarettes? I wasn't alive when the old ads were on there, but I've seen them. You know, you can go on YouTube and find them where they say, Pall Mall Lights, they have vitamin C. They'll enhance the libido. They'll make your hair grow on your head. By Pall Mall. When they got sued, they had been lying for years about what a cigarette does to you. Right?
That's a fact.
Has anybody ever put out a weapon that said, this will change the way the world sees human relationships? Peace will abound. It's going to be good to go. Feel warm and fuzzy. By Bushmaster. Nobody's ever done an ad like that.
And the thing is that Bushmaster has been victimized by a couple of these maniacs. The Beltway sniper also used a Bushmaster. And if maybe it's because it has such a scary sound and name or something, but they have been, and literally the company, they make great rifles, but they have been victimized by crazies
Well, they make a lot of rifles, and they're in a lot of places. They're a lot in a lot of the big box stores, aren't they? And that's why they're found.
Sure, they're a mass market rifle.
Yeah,
it's a good, you know, it's one of those things you can't go wrong by buying the. It's not the cream of the crop. It's not the upper crust, but it is a good quality little rifle.
Yep.
You know, and you know, there's grades within there, but they are. It's got that scary sound and name, and you know Bushmaster. You know it's got that little cachet of Vietnam and all that. So
right,
yeah.
Well, I mean,
now they're going to get sued over it.
Well, I mean, here recently, Smith and Wesson M&P. They just they got used with James Holmes. They got used in San Bernardino.
Yep.
So it's. The AR-15 and the 1911 have got to be the two these are patterns. They're not models, right?
Yeah.
They've been around long enough to where everybody makes them now.
Right, right. It's almost a commodity. There is a commodity grade, and then you can go up into the, you know, you can drop $5,000-$6,000 on a fancy AR-15 without much
problem. Yeah, you can. Sure can. I don't know what it does any better than the $500 one, but they sure are pretty.
Chances are that the $500 one will shoot better than 80% of the people on the line of the range. When you start getting up into that real fine level, you know, the high quality target rifle, that it's a little different. But it's still a rifle. It's a piece of pig iron. It's a pistol. It's a firearm. It has no will. It has no volition. A human has to pick it up and do something with it. It doesn't climb out of the safe and go on a killing spree all by itself. And, you know, that's the, and moreover, the advertising doesn't make some human get all tingly in his britches and decide to go off the deep end. Or if he does, I hope he's going to show some signs beforehand, and, you know, God willing, somebody's there to take him out.
I've always thought that if anything was going to animate itself and start killing people, it would be letter openers. I don't know why I feel that way, but they always seem so sinister.
That's right. So innocent looking.
This is certainly innovative that they've come up with. I fully expect that February 22nd, they're looking to see if they can go any further, because there have been moves to dismiss. Now, my next question is going to be, up to this point, what are the legal fees? Because you remember what happened with the Lucky Gunner suit when the Brady campaign got out there and got the Aurora people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to see what happens with these guys. And I believe the people that got saddled with all those fees now work for the Brady campaign. Have you heard that?
I know that they got stuck with the fees, but they're trying to work them off. And maybe the Brady campaign gave them employment. But I know that this thing went well. I'm looking at some coverage of it that's from December 14th, and it sounded familiar, and I had heard about it, but I don't know what the current state on that thing is right now. But it is exactly the kind of thing, you know, I expect Smith & Wesson to get sued over the M&P. Obviously, it's only for military and police.
Yes, obviously.
So, yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think when Skyfall came out, they were advertising some beer, and I drank that and got really drunk.
Yeah.
And I think I need to sue Daniel Craig.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
It's his fault because of the ad campaign. It's not because, well, you know, that's all beside the point. You hang on one more time for me.
Yes, sir.
My guest this hour is Chris Knock from the Firearms Coalition. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Move Performance Made in USA Studio, Wednesday night, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. That's some really good advice. My guest this hour is Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. They finally decided to fight back a little bit in California, haven't they? They're trying to get the 10-day waiting period after you get the background check lifted.
Right, and California is, oh gosh. Now, I have to go over there now and again because I have in-laws there.
Right.
And so I have to... I have to restrain the temptation to blow the bridges coming back home. But that is, it is a benighted place, and we've got to, it's either going to break up or, people are going to, I'm hoping that they will see show that your laws aren't doing you any good, and they'll be able to, roll back some of it.
Well, I mean, some of their positions are just stupid. They say that it keeps straw purchasers from buying guns in California. Well, it does in California, but they're not trying to buy them in California unless they're Leland Yee, and he's going to a different distributor, isn't he? So,
right. Well, and they and our friends, the there's one of the AR-15 80% manufacturers got. Ended up getting their place tossed and they weren't finding anything. They just came in and served a search warrant just because they could.
Are you talking about Ares Armor?
That's the one. That's the one. The name was escaping me, but you're exactly right. And they, and because part of the plastic was the plastic on their 80% lowers that you have to take out was a different color, and they say, oh, well, that was already manufactured. No, it was all injected. It's all.
It was all one big hole before it was put in the mold.
Exactly.
So, that thing I've been over ad nauseum. Where is there possibly a background check that is then followed by a 10-day waiting period if you've just been found to be okay to buy a gun? Has anybody in California ever gone and when they're filling out the form 4473, when they're making the small talk over the gun they've picked out, which the handguns that they have to pick out, you know, that list is dwindling, but has anybody ever just been making small talk saying, I came here to buy this gun today because my neighbor backed over my rhododendrons and I'm going to go blow his block clean off, man?
Yep. Yep. You feel lucky?
Yeah.
I doubt there's a whole lot of that, and I doubt that anything that somebody that was going to do that was really prevented by a piece of paperwork.
Well, Elliot Rogers wasn't. He went through three of those things.
That's right. And he had all those California legal magazines.
41 of them. 41 of them.
Yep, 41 magazines. Yep. So it doesn't take – if somebody's bent on mayhem, they will commit mayhem.
Well, the San Bernardino shooters, they used California-compliant rifles. Those were not assault rifles. They were not assault weapons. They were California-compliant. They were bought in California.
But they had bullet buttons. They attempted to modify them to be full auto, and they jammed up. But, oh, well.
Anyway. Well, that's because most of your spree shooters aren't gun people.
That's a fact. Thank God.
Yeah. Gottlieb is weighing in on it, which Second Amendment Foundation seems to do pretty good. They've got Gura that goes out there and files all these things and seems to get something. Of course, Lad Everett is weighing in on that. Have you ever, by chance, been across the room from Lad Everett? I've always wanted to meet him. You know, I'm talking about spokeshole for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
I have not. I have thankfully not. The guy that was there before, his kind of their senior guy, Mike. I can't bring his name out.
But that's all right if you don't know his name.
He and Dad were contemporaries, and they got on. He used to have a thing that he would say, "Have you ever held a handgun and felt the power to take a life?" Dad was on Nightline with him, showing how long ago it was. But he said, "You know, I've handled guns all my life. I've never felt that. Maybe you shouldn't have a gun."
Maybe. Well, yeah, that does prove to be always the case. Piers Morgan was another I thought should never have a gun. Everett got out there and he said that suicide attempts using guns are much more likely to be lethal than other means, and the waiting period will help out with that. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but last year suicide went up, but suicide with guns went down in the United States.
Yeah. And that's actually one of the most specious arguments that you can find is the idea of suicide, that gun suicides, or anytime somebody puts gun in front of a social ill, you know that they're already stacking the deck against you, because they're cherry picking these just the crimes that are committed with guns.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in England, they got now they're talking about knife crime. And
well, in England. In England, their violent crime to per 100,000 is five times ours.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like any kind of violence. Gun violence is coming down. It's cratering slowly but surely. Cratering. Accidental shootings are cratering. Children finding guns are cratering. Yeah, all of that is beginning to crater itself. Of course, you wouldn't know that because there's a gun violence epidemic, according to them.
Right.
But I don't feel. Do you know who Tom Hartman is?
I know the name. Yes.
He's a liberal. He's the only liberal top 10 syndicated radio guy out there. And I was on his show one time, And I asked him, do you think you have the moral high ground if somebody beats your head in with a brick and kills you with a brick, or if they shoot you? And he said, well, of course, with a brick. And I'm just thinking, what an idiot. You're dead. One way or the other, you are dead. Oh, well.
Yeah, and that is where people just totally forget that they start and our guys fall into it, and they start arguing over gun violence or gun crime or gun murders. And as soon as you fall into that, you've lost about two-thirds of the audience, or about two-thirds of the argument, because you have automatically allowed them to set the terms of the discussion. It's the real problem is crime, it's violence, it's thuggery, it's mayhem. It is the inability of ordinary people to defend themselves, where that is what a gun gives you. And how my great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother, all three defended their lives and were able to come out of it alive, and probably the reason that I'm here today.
I've had to pull a pistol twice since I've been out of the military, but that's neither here nor there. We've got about a minute left. Tell everybody how to find what you guys do, where you go, what you got coming up.
We are the Firearms Coalition, and that's my brother and Jeff Knox and myself, Chris Knox. Jeff does most of the writing these days. We'll
find his stuff at AmmoLand, by the way, AmmoLand.com.
Yes, AmmoLand picks us up, and we have a number of different outlets. The gun magazine, Firearms News, used to be Shotgun News. They've expanded their horizons. So our main thing is to put out the ideas that our dad built on. Neil Knox was one of the few political guys to move ahead in the firearms argument, who was really at heart and soul a gunny. And that's where he came from. He edited Elmer Keith. He edited Jim Carmichael. He was he was an old line gun writer and magazine editor, and he moved into politics.
We have run out of time. Chris, thank you very much for joining me today. It won't be so long between now and the next time.
Always a pleasure, Bill, and you know I'm ready.
Roger that. Thank you, sir.
All right, my friend.
Tomorrow on the show, it's going to be all guests. Scott Blick from Ammunition Depot, Hickok 45, and Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stay safe. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.